stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Museveni re-elected president in Uganda. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, was declared the winner today in this week's election with nearly 61% of the vote. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 35%. Now that the election is officially declared over, what about the way it was carried out? A preliminary report is in, and Jill Craig has the details.
Election observers from the African Union, European Union, the Commonwealth, and the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa, among others, released their preliminary findings Saturday in Kampala before the final Ugandan election announcement was made. Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo led the Commonwealth Observer mission to Uganda and said that while the presidential elections were competitive with regard to the number of candidates, freedom of movement and assembly affected the fairness of the campaign for opposition candidates.
These elections fell short of meeting some key democratic benchmarks.
The Observer missions expect to later release their final reports. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
According to the Electoral Commission chairman who announced the results, 63% of registered voters turned out. Russia says it regrets the rejection of its draft resolution at the United Nations that it called for Turkey to end its military action in Syria. The Kremlin made the announcement today, saying Russia continues with its consistent, transparent, and clear policy aimed at securing stability, combating terrorism, and preserving the territorial integrity of Syria and the region. The U.S. and Russia launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria late on Friday, which had been the scheduled time for a pause in the fighting to begin.